I did want to clarify, because this is the 79-year-old woman with the MUGA scan that had that very high ejection fraction of 83%. So in our discussion today, I take that to mean that she does have some degree of diastolic dysfunction to drive that EF as high. I wonder if those patients should then have the reflex echocardiography, because remember, this is going to be her new baseline. So in my case, I had an older woman with a precipitous drop from the MUGA EF down to the echocardiographic determinations, and I wonder if in practice we're told either or, and you know, we take the one we get, but if we've got that supranormal ejection fraction by MUGA scan, and then we know we're going to need to follow that patient, do they need the reflex echocardiography for longer term, for the accuracy of long-term follow-up to kind of take out the falsely elevated estimate?
I would highly recommend that, because some of the things you pick up from an echocardiogram that you don't pick up from a MUGA would be the diastolic dysfunction parameters. And those parameters can be followed throughout the course of her therapy and can determine, they can precede the fall in ejection fraction. So there are a lot of things that you can pick up at baseline from an echocardiogram about diastolic dysfunction. That's what we're learning, that all these changes occur long before you see a fall in ejection fraction. So if you see those parameters that are abnormal, what you would get is a call from the cardiologist telling you, listen, we see these abnormalities. These are the high-risk patients that could potentially have a fall in ejection fraction versus this is a low-risk patient. We know that she can tolerate this very well without a fall in ejection fraction. So I do think that would help you some, and that's something you would want to know. The other aspect, very simple, is she has hypertension, and the MUGA will tell you nothing about her aortic valve. Asymptomatic aortic stenosis. Those are the people you would not want to give a chemotherapy regimen, because we already know that that is one of the risk factors. Aortic stenosis, when given anthracycline, has a higher risk of developing cardiomyopathy.